For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It is 8:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And some of your major headlines, if you haven't heard already, my goodness, Joe Biden is not going to run for a second term. He said, not going to do it. You can't talk me into it.
This gave him ice cream.
No matter how hard you try, I'm going to say no. No, he was, I think he was bargaining and leveraging for some kind of deal. Yeah, a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's not going to run. Put his full endorsement behind Kamala. Well, it still could be a spinning wheel of who knows what, because it's all going to come down to the convention, and that's nearly a month away. What are they going to do in the meantime? It's crazy. We'll get back to that. Right now, though, a special guest in the studio, bringing it much more to the local level.
And more fun.
Yeah. From the city of Alachua, Kyler Burke is here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
I like
it. Good morning.
Kyler, how you doing? Good to have you back.
It's good to be back, guys.
You're the public information officer for the city of Alachua. You got to be excited. I'm pretty sure, but I'll let you do the talking, but I'm pretty sure we're coming off another great 4th of July event. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think it was probably one of the best ones we've had in a very, very long time. You know, we've been doing it 25 years, and I think this has been one of the largest attended fireworks displays we've had in the entirety of the time we've been doing this.
I wonder, can you give me a ballpark on how much it costs just for the fireworks, what the expenditure is?
Oh, man, I know.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. I know it's a lot. I don't know exactly what the amount is, but I could tell you that the amount that is spent is directly put back into the community as well, with all of the people that get to come and get to see Alachua and how great our community thrives, especially when we have an influx of the number of people that we did.
So, I've been to several of them. I mean, and the display, your fireworks is always been phenomenal, and that's why I wonder because I see other communities around your size that don't do nearly as much, and then I see small communities that, you know, come pretty close.
Sure.
I just wondered, you know, how that works in terms of money and all that. Obviously, the more money you have, the more you can do, but that's got to be a lot of work to put together a program like that, even though you've done it many times.
Absolutely, yep. And I mean, like I said, we spare no expense when it comes to this, to the fireworks, but also at the same time, we're planning this event. We start back in February for that. So, I mean, we have a committee that gets together every month, and then as it gets closer, every 2 weeks, and then probably the month before, we're meeting every week to make sure everything is lined up, ready to go, so that way people enter, they enjoy the time, and they leave with no problems.
So, the city of Alachua, this is by design to say, look, we do events for our constituents. We want them to get together. You know, this is family fun. This is entertainment. This is a sense of community. And is that something that's a draw for both people, but for businesses as well to come and move to the community?
Absolutely. And we really pride ourselves on making sure that we try to foster an environment for businesses to succeed, not just in, you know, the downtown area, but really in any of the areas that we have. So
you had a great event, 4th of July, and you say, you know what? Let's do something else. Let's do something big. So you are going to have a huge, what I believe will be a huge concert event. Tell us about it.
Yes. So August 8th, and we'll start at 6:30 p.m. It'll be at the same place as the 4th of July fireworks display. So the Legacy Park Amphitheater. We will have Ken and Drew from Sister Hazel live there on August 8th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
So this is more of an acoustical type thing, I guess we'd call it. I mean, plugged in, but
yes,
it's not the full complement of the band, but the two main guys, Drew Copeland and Ken Block, and they're gonna be the entertainment. That now, how much are you gonna charge the folks to see that show?
Free admission. So you could get in and you can enjoy it for free. Again, this is just another event that we're having for the community. And like you said, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more of a of an acoustic setting. It's reminiscent of their earlier performance days when they would canvas the club and coffee shop circuit just as that duo that started right here
kind of
in
back
Alachua
to the roots.
County. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, they're hometown favorites and hometown heroes for sure. And so I like this. Look, if you couldn't do it on the weekend, and weekends are tough because a lot of people have plans. They have commitments. Everybody and their brother has like a travel insert the sport kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you do it on a Thursday night, which I like because that kind of makes the weekend feel a little bit closer.
Oh, sure. Oh,
and,
sure.
And so, but 6:30 is a good time. If you got to run home, if you got to grab grub, got to take a shower, grab the kids, whatever, you could do that. Or you can relax, chill, get there a little early, and then you're going to have food trucks, right?
Yes, yep. So we'll have local vendors there as well. I know for a fact we've got Mia Pa as well as Good Life Station right out of right out of Alachua, Florida.
Yeah.
So we'll have a few of those local vendors that are set up and ready to serve as well.
How did the Legacy Park come about? Because that really is a jewel in the community, and unless you've been there, you might not know much about it.
Definitely, you know, it's definitely a beautiful area. I mean, and that's all great thanks to, you know, the vision of our commission, and then from our commission down to our administrative staff to be able to say, okay, this is the vision from the commission, let's go ahead and make it possible. And you're right, I mean, it's definitely one of the most unique venues, I would say, especially for events, for sports, for things like that. I'd say in North Florida or even Florida in general. I mean, it's definitely a beautiful and unique site.
So that building stays pretty busy, like with the, like I was talking about, travel sports. I mean, like the volleyball and the other indoor sports.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. And then as of mid-August, we're actually starting the registration for fall sports as well. So, I mean, it's the recreation and culture staff, I mean, they are hammering it out. They are always busy, whether it's fall sports, then it's spring sports, and then it's summer camp, and then it's all the events and everything. I mean, we definitely have something going on, and they are booked out a lot. So, I mean, I'd say they are, yeah, they're hitting it hard.
So this particular event, I guess, comes under the recreation department, helps to defray the cost for this event itself?
Absolutely, yep, yep. And they do a great job, a great service to the community.
Now it's not actually at Legacy Park of the building that we know, because a lot of us have gone to, you know, the Republican thing they do every year, the Ronald Reagan thing, which has been a huge success, and that building has been
awesome,
more than perfect for it. But this is actually, if you're going toward the building, you look off to your right and it's down a little bit, and that's an amphitheater.
Yes.
And so like, how does that work? There's people that'll be on the grass outside of it, but also there's some seating, correct?
So there's no seating, but there is a huge, huge field that the amphitheater faces. And it's actually two large multi-purpose fields. So there's quite a few different events and sports events that go on during those times. But then the amphitheater is also there for when you have like a performance or some type of event like that. So yeah, it faces out there, and it kind of like the same deal as the 4th of July. You know, bring your chairs, bring your blankets, things like that. So that way you can kind of get comfortable and kind of hit. And I'll tell you one thing, there was one individual or a couple people that brought out a mattress. They brought out a blow up mattress so that way they could sit and enjoy the fireworks. So I figured that would be
smart.
Yeah,
sure, smart.
So yeah, it's wide open. Make sure you bring all the things that you're going to need to just chill and relax and take in the great, great music of Ken Block and Drew Copeland and the sister Hazel. Songs that they're going to play, but it's just the two of them getting back to their roots. Legacy Park Amphitheater, and this is Thursday, August the 8th. Mark that on your calendar. That's coming up.
Yep.
Thursday, August 8th, and that is going to be a great show. It's absolutely free. Bring your blankets, bring your chairs, bring your appetite. Bring your mattress. Bring your appetite, and food trucks will be there, and wow. A great time again. Yep. Keep up the good work.
One more thing, too, if you don't mind. So kind of the same deal as 4th of July. No glass containers, no smoking. A lot of those same rules that we have.
No hammerheads. Yeah, don't be a doofus. Public information officer for the city of Alachua, Kyler Burke. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
That's going to be fun. Fun show. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. And State Senator Blaise Ingolio is going to join us bottom of the hour. Hang on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.